Okay, hi everybody, I'm Danielle McCartan with Mike Torres, famous for the 1977 World Series and New York Yankees. We're here for Joe Quagliano, MinPros, with all the 1977 guys. What's it like to be back with these guys?
Well, it's always great. It's great to see the guys, you know, we played with 40 years ago. Oh my God. But it's always great, you know, seeing and laughing, bringing back a lot of memories, you know, from that year. And it's just it's a fabulous thing just to be around the guys again for a day, you know, yeah. Even for a couple hours.
So have you? Do you keep in touch with the guys? Or?
Well, you know, most of the guys are all around the country. I think I live in Florida now. Some of the guys live here. Roy White lives in Jersey. Greg Nettles lives south from here. The guys are all spread out.
Yeah.
So as far as the only time we see them is usually for the Old Timers Day game or for the fantasy camps that we have down in November and January in Florida.
Yeah, I want to do one of those. They have the women's camps. That'd be cool.
I think you'd be great at it.
I think I have shortstop.
They have a ladies. Yeah,
I know they do.
A ladies league. They play for 4 days and they really enjoy it.
I don't know if I can get off of work, but I'll try. I'll try. So the 1977 Yankees beat the Dodgers. I got to ask you because you are a special story. You win the World Series with the Yankees in '77. And then you go to the Boston Red Sox, and then that's where Bucky Dent's famous nickname came from.
Yeah.
Home run off of you.
Yeah, in the playoff game, yeah.
Yep, so, you know, did you know it was gone as soon as he hit it?
No, I thought it was just a fly ball. It was, if he wouldn't have used that cork bat, like I always get on him, it wouldn't have gone out of the stadium. But since he had all that extra electricity, it made the ball jump out.
He said the same thing. Yeah, that was a bitter rivalry at the time because the Red Sox had just won too, right?
Yeah.
What was that like for the switch for you to go from Yankees to Sox?
Well, I mean, I did want to leave the Yankees, but at the time I think they only offered me like a 3-4 year contract, where Boston came and offered me a 7-year guaranteed contract. So I mean, like, what do you wait from here to here?
Yeah.
So I went to Boston, and by then, you know, I was winning a lot of games. Every year I won 17, 18, 20 games in the big leagues, and it seemed like I'd get traded. And I just wanted to get settled somewhere.
Right.
So after every year, I win 16, 17, 20 games, I got traded. It was like, I'd like to settle down somewhere.
Right.
And that's why I went to Boston.
Yeah, and you had a successful career there too?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. So I was happy and, you know, had a lot of fun. Great rivalry against each other. You know,
right.
You can see it and you can feel it.
Yeah, of course. Now, during those years in the Yankee years, the 77, 78, you know, well, you weren't here in 70, but, you know, the Son of Sam, the blackouts, the fires. Mm-hmm. It was an unsettled time here, especially here in the Bronx.
Right.
What was that like playing during that time?
Well, it was great playing because we didn't get to read anything. You know, they weren't writing all negative. The papers were on strike, I think, at the time. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in our clubhouse. That, you know, a lot of craziness, I could say, that every time you did read something, George was mad at Billy, Billy was mad at Reggie, Reggie was mad at Billy, and it just went in a circle. So it was a crazy year, but, you know, once we crossed the white lines, we came to play, and we had a very good team, a sound team, and when everybody was out in the field, and great bunch of guys, you know, that year.
Was it ever a time in the clubhouse where you were like, oh my God, this is bad. This is really bad.
No, I came from a bad clubhouse in Oakland where Charlie Finley in that clubhouse was even crazier than we were in Oakland. They just didn't write about it. But Charlie Finley was a heck of an owner. I mean, he was even crazier, you know, as one of the owners that I had ever played for.
Yeah.
And, he was funny. He was really a funny guy. But the clubhouse was in disarray with the A's back then.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah. It's like no one's crazier than George, huh?
Right.
George
paid a lot of money to get the guys to win. I love playing for him because he's got great talent, you know. And I was happy that I was part of that team.
And your favorite Yankee memory was?
Winning the playoff game in Kansas City. If we don't win the playoff game in Kansas City, we never get into the World Series.
Right.
I came in relief for about six innings, six and a third, six and two-thirds, shut down Kansas City because they were already 4-0.
Right.
They were beating us 4-0 already when I came in.
Right.
If I don't hold them, we never got into the World Series.
Six innings of relief. Did you hear that? It's good. All right. Well, I'm Daniel McCartan, Mike Torres, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks.